Mark was the first to write his gospel, shortly before the destruction of Jerusalem in the year 70 AD. His language is rustic and unliterary, but at the same time vivid and concrete. Matthew and Luke wrote their gospels after the destruction of Jerusalem, and made use of Mark's gospel, plus a collection of Jesus' sayings. They may also have had some material of their own which allowed them to make some original contributions. Matthew wrote for a Jewish Christian audience, while Luke addressed his gospel to believers of a pagan, Greek and more cultured background. All three, Matthew, Mark and Luke, provide a shared vision of Jesus, which is why theirs are known as the Synoptic Gospels. John's gospel was written in a Jewish-Greek setting, and is completely different from the other three, in both literary and theological terms. With regard to historical reality, it is farther from the concrete facts. It was the last of the four Gospels, written around the year 100 AD. The evangelist's intention. The Gospels do not provide strictly historical information about Jesus, nor do they attempt to describe his personal development. From the beginning to the end, their intention is to announce Jesus as the Messiah, the Christ, the Lord, the Son of God, in the light of the resurrection. The evangelist's aim was not just informative and narrative, but mainly didactic and practical. The Gospels are marked by the community's different faith experiences. They look at Jesus with the eyes of faith. They are committed and committing testimonies of faith, written not by disinterested observers, but by convinced believers. Their intention is to call people to faith in Jesus Christ, and so they interpret the facts. They go so far as to express their faith through narrated stories. The stories thus become preaching in the widest sense of the word. That is why they include exaggerations. They present the facts in a vivid, compelling, challenging, almost aggressive way. The Gospels, like the evangelists themselves, are full of suppositions. They supposed, for example, that the end of time was at hand, that the Bible stories were strictly historical, the women were worth less than men. It is important not to assign absolute value to the Gospels as written documents. A Christian should not be a person who believes in the Gospels, but a person who believes in Christ. The Gospels, which are the medium by which faith is communicated and grows, must be interpreted, analyzed, and taken as a whole. Jesus is to be found in the totality of his written message. Each verse alludes and refers to the whole message. It is true that we read and understand the Gospel little by little, part by part. But we will never come to understand it unless we keep the whole message in mind, and the place that each one of the parts occupies within it. We cannot expect each one of its expressions to reveal the entire message, even though all of its parts are revelation. The Gospel is a collection of writings, and all of them play an important role in the overall meaning. The Gospel is not faithfully served when it is broken up into isolated fragments, or when individual verses are used to justify a position that ignores the rest of the whole. When a verse is taken to illustrate a point or refer to a certain aspect of the message, it should be taken in reference to the whole and to its context. Context does not mean just historical or circumstantial setting, or literary features, it also includes context in faith and in the overall message. And the overall message does not just mean Jesus' sayings and actions, more important is how they are interpreted. We are not, after all, the first to read and interpret the Gospel, nor are we the first to believe in Jesus. Our faith is directly and vitally related to the faith of all those who have believed before us. For the evangelists, Jesus is not just a figure from the past. For them, Jesus is a person who lives on and is of vital importance to those who hear his message. Jesus is the man who lived and acted in Galilee and Jerusalem, but more importantly, he is the man who lives and acts in the early community and in each person who hears or reads the gospel. Jesus is not just the topic of the evangelist's information, he is the one they want to proclaim, to whom they want to direct the faith, the love, the confidence, and the hope of Christians. For the evangelists, and for all those who believe in the effectiveness of Jesus' words, the Gospels are more than just a memory, they are a kind of sacrament by which Jesus himself acts in the heart of those who listen.